And I'm arguing that we need all hands on deck. We need a vision that excites the maximum number of people. Obviously, not everyone will be, but we need to maximize numbers to achieve a critical mass. And I believe Power is very much attuned to that whole issue of critical mass. For them, it's an issue of how many young people can we confuse long enough to dismantle this movement globally. For me, the issue is how many of us who are clear that we want an alternative way of organizing ourselves so that no one is compelled to sell their human energy. What's the minimum number of people we need to tip the scales in favor of generalized human freedom? And I believe that when the occupation movement was still an occupation, an encampment, there was enormous energy. As I said earlier on one of these shows, you know, they turned out tens of thousands of people in a matter of days because there was this hope. And it was across age, across culture. And the older folk like me, we can be even more down because we know the stakes. We've seen how power shuts things down time after time after time by turning us against one another. And so we know how critical it is to not lose momentum. What I'm saying is, we've seen the cons and know that we need another society in a way that a young person may not absolutely know because, you know, they are fresh from the educational system, which is set up to convince young people to keep jumping through the hoops because it creates a better social order. I believe that's not true. And talking about it would reveal the mythology behind that. So, numbers. Imagine if the Occupy movement, before it was dismantled, said, everyone in the Bay Area, we have identified a lot that belongs to the city that we believe could help house the homeless and by designing Earthships. If they could have gotten 10,000 people to come down to downtown Oakland, they could have gotten even more if the goal was to design a new society. If that was put out there explicitly, it would be enormously exciting. Mm-hmm. What? You mean not this same old, same old? What? Planning a new society? What? We're going to start talking about why every time we tried to do this before, it got turned into the same old thing. We have to start having authentic conversations that speak the truth.
Well, and also that stimulate ideas because, I mean, just hearing you talk, The Raven, I mean, I just get excited when I think about the possibilities of what could be. And I think that the more that you convey that in your message to people, the more excited that they will be and want to get, you know, behind it, you know.
And I'm not alone. I've discovered in the conversations these last 3 months, and this is, it gets back to the fact that we don't, to the point that we don't know what anybody else thinks because we've been kept in our separate little boxes. And when I start talking to people, I realize how great that longing is for something better than this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why we have to start saying it out loud so we can begin to realize it is a bigger belief need than we realize.
Mm-hmm.